we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Okay, and by special program, what I mean by that is CRC, Caller's Right to Choose program. Like women have a right to choose, callers to KSCO have a right to choose what they're going to talk about. On an occasional Saturday special like the one we're going to do today. I've been wanting to do one of these for a while, but we're going to actually do it today. I will throw out some topics. We do want you to stay with us. Enjoy yourselves for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess this is the appropriate opener here, the crossfire. Because you never know what's going to happen on an open mic or a Caller's Right to Choose Saturday special. We normally reserve the crossfire music that you're hearing for crossfire-type programs, which are contentious, and we have people arguing with each other and getting very passionate and angry and so forth. We also have a special fanfare music. Maybe that was more appropriate. Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's more appropriate than a crossfire. We'll do them both this time. Yeah, this one. Remember this one? Here, this is good. Yeah, this is definitely more appropriate. Because we don't do the open mic programs all that often on the Saturday special. Let's see. I've been gone for a couple of weeks, and I understand we had some great fill-in hosts Saturday special, and I do want to thank... Oh, no, we don't want to do that. That's till the end of the program. Anyhow, a couple of weeks ago, I and my mom, Kay, attended the New York New Media Seminar put on by Talkers Radio, Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the news talk radio industry. And some really interesting fireworks that night. It was a Friday and Saturday event. The festivities started on Friday night with a cocktail party at which the annual Freedom of Speech Award put out by Talkers Magazine went to, of all people, Al Franken, who is a liberal talk show host, probably the flagship, probably the premier liberal talk host on the Air America Radio Network. That has been on the air since the end of March in 2004. And and that's sort of become the answer to the conservative talk radio, commercial talk radio, which a lot of people feel could use a little bit of competition here in the United States, particularly since there is so much discontent with pretty much split down the middle, I think, regarding the war and so forth. And so... For quite a while, there's been talk about the creation of a liberal radio network, and it actually went on the air, as I said, March 31st, 2004. And we have tried repeatedly to make a deal with the radio network to put at least some of the programming on our KOMY AM 1340 radio station without success, because and there's a whole lot of reasons for that we can go into. But I thought I would share with you the interesting fireworks that occurred on Friday evening. It's normally just supposed to be a cocktail party where people network and sort of reacquaint themselves and acquaint themselves with each other. And it was that, but there was a break taken in the middle of that cocktail party to present the Freedom of Speech Award, which is normally presented during the Saturday part of the program. But apparently Mr. Franken was unable to appear on Saturday, so he asked the publisher of the magazine if he wouldn't mind giving him his award on Friday night. And so Michael Harrison... graciously agreed to do that, and he presented Al Franken with the Freedom of Speech Award during the cocktail reception. And it was sort of funny because Franken has a pretty good sense of humor. People have heard me say on KSCO probably the reason liberal talk radio won't work is that their liberal people tend to be pretty humorless. But, you know, that's not quite true, because there are some really, really funny, humorous liberal people. And I think Franken is actually one of them. So he started out making a speech that was pretty darn funny. But after about, I don't know, maybe a couple minutes or so, it started getting heavy. And started, it became a harangue about how the United States is embroiled in a terrible war and how Bush is a horrible president. And it was pretty appropriate by most people's standards, so much so that the entire room of, I don't know, there must have been 300 or 400 people in the room that evening. A good number of them started leaving because they didn't want to be subjected to, you know, to a political speech, which was totally inappropriate at a time which was supposed to be for, you know, a cocktail reception. So I was having a great time watching poor Michael Harrison, who was the head of the Talkers magazine and our host at the event. He was starting to get very, very irritated. And so it got to the point where he actually had to interrupt Al Franken and say, "Hey, look, Al, you know, you this was done as an accommodation for you here. We normally give this award on Saturdays, and you said that you're going to be doing a fundraiser for yourself and your upcoming probable bid for the Senate in Minnesota, I think. We have agreed to change the format for you, but you're really taking advantage, so you really need to, finish up here." And Al Franken would not finish up. He would not finish. In fact, that made him want to go on more and more. So he was basically thumbing his nose at the person who was honoring him. A lot of the people in the audience or in the room, as I said, were leaving because they didn't want to hear that. They thought it was inappropriate. And other people were yelling and screaming, saying, "For God's sakes, it's a freedom of speech award. Damn it. Why aren't you letting him have his freedom of speech?" So it was pretty funny. The press was there. At least the Washington Post was there. And we thought it would be real interesting to see how that might get reported. I don't know if anybody in the KSCO listening audience has heard about this on the national news. To my knowledge, I don't think it was really covered very well, except on the Drudge Report, you know, on the website, on the blog there. Did anybody else hear about that? That's one thing we can talk about here on the Caller's Right to Choose. I'm going to throw out some other topics. Also during the New Media Seminar, Kay and I were interviewed on Alan Colmes' radio program, which we carry on AM 1340 live weeknight evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. Alan was blown away by Kay's age. Another possible topic, we'll throw out some other topics here. How about worst of or best of replays? Is the audience interested to hear old KSCO shows from the past played in prime time as we did this week or not? And if not in prime time, when then? Or not at all? And what are some of the most memorable KSCO broadcasts that should be replayed, if any? Okay? Cogitate that. I think it would be great to talk about Fox News Channel, the most watched cable news network. Why is that? Is it fair and balanced, or is it clearly the conservative Republican answer to CNN and all the other decidedly liberal media? I would be very fascinated in hearing your impressions of that. Also, KSCO, KOMY, are we fair and balanced, or simply a desperately needed balancing voice for the great, principled, logical, silent majority here in the Monterey Bay Area? I know what I think. What do you think? How about the fate of all liberal radio on KOMY? I touched on this earlier, history of this and why it has not come to pass, and our plan to use KOMY as an inexpensive breeding ground for new radio talent. What do you think? Give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. Boy, I'm sort of going through all this. I'm just going to give you some more topics that we can talk about. Simple solution to illegal immigration problem. We can talk about that. And I have a couple of solutions here. They're not my solutions. Actually, one of them is. One of them is my solution. The other one I borrowed from a young talk host that appeared on KSCO here recently. Our 429-2222 listener comment line, ladies and gentlemen, is in jeopardy. It has been seriously abused lately by banned callers and cowardly, toxic, negative people. Now, I'm serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. This must stop immediately, as we are only interested in positive comments from intelligent people only. Stupid people have no business commenting on or even listening to KSCO and KOMY. We can also talk about the KSCO website update. For the thousands of you who have been begging for text copies of Kay's magnificent award-winning KSCO commentaries, one of which we will play today on this program, we are slowly getting our act together on this, and the commentary text is, for the time being posted in the news release section of the KSCO homepage. All right, there's even more about the website. There's a lot more we can talk about, but let's go ahead and take our first caller. Again, if you want to give us a call, our phone numbers are 479-1080 and 477-1340. We do have a fax line at 475-2967, and you can try to email me, mz@ksco.com. Every part of my computer is working except the email client at the moment, but I think I'll be able to reboot that or get it fixed here way before the end of the program. So you can give us a send an email, shoot an email if you like. I prefer emails, actually. I just have to be able to read them, but there's another way that I can do that. All the lines are jammed on 479-1080, but all the lines are open on 477-1340. So if you want to call, use 477-1340 for the time being. All right, we haven't talked to Robbie the Gun Guy in a while. He's our first caller. Let's put him on the air. Hey, Robbie, you're welcome to KSCO.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine. Good to hear your voice, sir.
Ditto. How you been?
I'm doing well down here in Salinas. I'm keeping my head down as the bullets fly back and forth.
And what's that all about?
Well, you know, we have a crime rate here in Salinas that's making the rest of even Camden, New Jersey look ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. But that's another story.
Well, okay. Well, you're keeping your head down. So you don't want to talk about that today?
Not particularly.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Let's keep it light.
Mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What about Kay?
You know, one of the highlights of your station is your mother's editorials, and I really love them. I love every...
Well, you're very kind to say that, but let me correct you real quick here at the beginning, because they used to be called editorials, and after a while we started calling them commentaries. Yeah, because it's not necessarily the position of the radio station.
Well,
once in a great while, we do make a KSCO editorial that I'll do or that she'll do.
Yeah, well, it's her commentary.
But they're commentaries. Yeah, Kay has a lot to say, for sure.
But,
and a great outlet to say it.
I think that you might have a money-making proposition if you transcribed them onto CDs and sold them over the email or over the radio even.
Well, that would be nice because people do like to get value for not much money. So
yeah, right.
I suppose, you know...
You already transcribed them to play them on the air, and you could... You could have one of these local companies that copies CDs and so forth put them out for you.
Yeah.
And even handle the mailing for you, possibly.
What a great idea.
And you could get quite a few of her commentaries on one CD because you've got about 80 minutes on there.
Well, I know it has been suggested that that the commentaries be compiled into a book, and I believe that is...
That would be nice,
too. That is being done as we speak or something.
But, you know, I've noticed that people are reading less and less.
Yes.
So.
Which is why there's much less readership in newspapers, not because newspapers don't have good writing going on, but that's arguable anyhow. But I've been thinking about coining a name for, you know, information overload or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, I haven't had the time to subscribe to a newspaper. Now, I'm a slow reader, so, you know... part of the reason, but so many people that I know who are avid, voracious readers simply do not have the time to subscribe to newspapers and magazines.
Yeah.
And yet, the newspapers and magazines seem to be thriving, so maybe that's just my perception and it's a wrong one.
I don't know. Anything is on the printed page is obsolete by the time it reaches the customer.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Outdated, because, you know, things are happening so fast.
And you know the
you
big thing about...
radio and television that is so much more easily absorbed than the printed page.
That's true. And radio is of course, I'm biased, but I'm also making a true statement now when I say radio is really the only medium in the current medium in which one can engage and get something else accomplished at the same time, like get from point A to point B or do work around the house or whatever. You can't do that with print or with television. You have to focus.
Thing about radio, Michael, and that is that it is more easily absorbed than television.
Yeah.
Television will tire you out because you're using your eyes. You can just close your eyes and listen to the radio and absorb it, and it's much easier to do. I can listen for hours to the radio without changing the station or searching around, but with the television, you know, it's always changing the channel.
Great. Well, the big thing is the big thing in the future is going to be it's already happening with webcasting radio stations on the website. Through the World Wide Web and the Internet, and something called podcasting using iPods and MP3-type iPod players.
Yeah, I noticed that two of your programs have offered iPod recordings.
Yeah, and actually, the ZBS Radio Network program, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, will soon be podcast. Actually, I would say many, many more people. We're on, I don't know, 80 or 90 stations, something like that right now around the country with our Dead Doctors program, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I am very, very, very proud of that program. There was a time when it was a pretty monotonous, you know, same thing over and over and over again. There's a lot of new information. So if you haven't tuned into Dead Doctors Don't Lie, on KSCO or KOMY, definitely do so. It's currently live on KOMY at 12 noon. There's a very good chance we're going to be switching it to live at 12 noon on KSCO, the big station, because the reason we made we switched from the big station to the small station about 5.5 years ago is because the program was pretty monotonous. But now I'll stack that program up against any health radio program in the whole country or the world in terms of the valuable information. Absolutely. So we're very, very proud of that, and thanks to Doug Winfrey, who's the executive producer, and of course Doc Wallach, who's the host, and pharmacist Benjamin Fuchs, who is the permanent fill-in host for the program. So it's a great program. Tune in. You'll get a lot of great information on living longer and healthier. So, hey, Robbie, great talking to you. Thanks for calling the Saturday special, and we're going to go to our next caller, Andrew, in Corralitos, or is it Corralitos?
Corralitos.
That's what I thought. So yeah, it's on the computer screen. It says Corralitos, A-S. But I'm going to take your word.
All right, so I don't know how to spell Corralitos.
I'm going to take Andrew's word for it. Right. Okay. Well, that's okay. You have other attributes, Michael.
It's
I butcher every Spanish name throughout California due to my upbringing, I guess. You know what I would like to be able to purchase CDs on, if you wanted to create that, or to have reruns, is the old Fred Reese show from about 9 or 10 years ago.
Well, I don't think we have any of that, actually. But he was on for, I don't know, what was it, 6 months or something like that in the morning, or 3 months?
He was hysterical.
Yeah?
I really enjoyed his show.
Huh.
And then anything from the real old days where you just did the music. Don Husen used to hit the old songs and put that on. I always found that entertaining.
Okay, well, that's really a perfect segue, Andrew, into letting you know about a blast from the past. Dave Allen has returned to KSCO. Not too many people know this. We're going to start playing the promos more often. He's currently on from 5 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. And Dave's got, you know, an incredible personality, as any of you who have listened to him, you know, years ago know. But this is a music program where Dave is a DJ, and he's a musician, so he has perfect timing, and he has a great sense of what to play for an audience that oldies type music and a mixture of oldies and jazz and so forth. He's really an amazing musician and selector or musical director. So tune into the Blast from the Past right here on your favorite radio station, presumably. Are we your favorite radio station, even though we don't have Fred Reese anymore, Andrew?
Oh, absolutely. No, oh, you still got a great radio station going on.
Good. All right, what else do you like?
Oh, I like all the morning shows. I like to drive to work listening to Rosemary and everybody do their comedy.
Great.
And,
what do you think of Kay's commentaries?
I like Kay's commentaries quite a bit. I will interrupt my regular business just to sit and listen.
Cool.
She's very pointed, and everything's well thought out, and I can't help but agree with her most of the time.
Yeah, and so I think it's funny about how there you know that Kay is having an impact even among people who disagree with her, because if you run a Google search on with her name, she's increasingly showing up on blogs, you know, blog sites, and you know, so people are talking about her, and the ones who talk about her, who start talking about her, are, you know, pretty much carping and bitching, and they don't like what she says. But it's interesting to see how some of the people respond. You know?
Oh yeah.
So
I think it's wonderful that she's getting that kind of exposure, and that your station is doing that well, because I mean, you're basically the last locally owned radio operation I'm aware of.
I think we are. Certainly that, you know, that has a signal that's pretty awesome. A lot of people don't realize that you can hear KSCO from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield. So, and every other regional radio signal that I know of, I don't think there's a single regional radio signal that isn't owned by you know, Clear Channel or Infinity or ABC or somebody. So,
mm-hmm.
So we are proud to be independent, and it's fun to be able to be different and in some cases be innovative. So we're always looking for ways to, you know, to get even better. But I gotta say that recently I've been listening to some old radio, old KSC from the old KSCO back in the days when we'd had a lot more locally originated programming. We had two hours of DAG and 2 hours of Eric Scheck in the afternoons. I don't know if you can.
I remember Eric,
you must remember that if you remember Fred.
Yeah.
So, and I was thinking, I don't know, was that a better KSCO than we have now, or is it a better KSCO now than we have then? I don't know, but
I think the KSCO that you've got now is better suited if you want to stay in the market and continue to grow.
Uh-huh.
As for homegrown flavor, yeah, I'm missing a lot of the older programs.
And, yeah.
You know, some of the changes that have gone on, especially like Saturday morning ag being changed over now to these guys out of San Diego. I liked having Bruce on there. And
oh, you're not talking about Saturday morning ag, because we have that. It's called Saturday Food Chain. You're talking about the Garden Compass.
Garden, yeah.
Yeah, on Sundays. But what do you think about replays? Do you think replays of old KSCO shows, or is that just sort of me being sentimental here and the audience doesn't really care and all they would want would be new stuff in prime time?
I think a lot of your base locals would probably really enjoy replays.
I would think so, but we've been criticized for that. We're saying, you know, our own staff said, are you crazy, boss? I mean, what are you doing that for? I mean, nobody wants to hear old stuff that has things that, you know, don't even apply anymore.
Like, I think if you get some of the guys that are still calling in all the time, I can't remember the guy's name from Watsonville.
Richard N. Watsonville. By the way, if anybody of you want to talk to Richard N. Watsonville, all you have to do is go to the white pages in the phone book and look under W for Watsonville, and you'll find Watsonville, and then Richard N. Richard N.
Okay.
Watsonville. And then you can call him and talk to him yourself.
And that would be great. And I think playing old stuff of him from years ago to tie it into the types of calls that he does now, even just to edit that in, like have Richard be talking and then just let him talk to himself. Let him argue with himself with old points 10 years ago.
Wow. That could be a good idea here. We did a Saturday special that had Richard in, and because he's a personal friend of mine, he said he had never been behind the mic before. He's always behind the telephone, you know, as a caller. He's
right.
The consummate caller to not only our station, but stations all over the country and national shows. But as a favor to me, when I asked him if he would be on the Saturday special, a Richard N. Watsonville Saturday special that we did about 8 or 10 years ago, he did it, and it was great. Anyhow, thanks, Andrew and Coralitos.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
You're running a great program, and your station's awesome.
Oh,
thank you for being here.
Thank you very, very much. That's good. Now, Andrew and Coralitos understands that part of what makes KSCO such a good program, a station, is that we're positive. We don't bitch like the liberals do. Okay, Mike in Santa Cruz, it's your turn.
Good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
First of all, I'm good. I'd like to say that I think KSCO is fair and balanced, but I don't think it matters. You folks own the radio station, and how you survive in a sea of liberalism is quite astonishing. I think it's great.
It really is, huh? Yeah. So, well, thank you. How long have you been listening?
Well, I lived away from here for almost 14 years and moved back about 5 years ago. So I don't go way back.
Oh, okay. So have you been listening for as long as you've been back?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So you 5 years. Yeah, you were not exposed to the KSCO from like 1991 to 96 or 97.
No, I was yeah, definitely not living in the area. Uh-huh. And was not aware of what was going on.
How was it you left the area, and how was it you came back? Had you always planned to come back, or did it just work out that way?
It just worked out that way. Uh-huh. I moved out of the area for a business opportunity, ended up going up to the Gold Country, which I enjoyed. Marital situation and family situations back in Santa Cruz brought me back here.
You must not have sold real estate if you owned it. You must have kept it, am I right?
Yes. Oh, that's the only way.
Because otherwise you couldn't have afforded to come back.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I had a nagging mother that made me buy real estate in the 70s.
Ah, great. Yeah, I'm sure you're happy you did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's such a shame. You know, that's another possibility of on our caller's right to choose topic today, the high cost of real estate, and how much higher can it possibly go?
Oh, I don't think there's a limit. I think it's, I find it so interesting. The main complainants of high real estate were really the ones that caused it. It's the lack of building and the lack
Exactly.
And they're the ones who complain. And I read this article that we want to build affordable housing in Santa Cruz. Forget it.
And they're the same people who say, I've got mine, you can't have yours. They want to slam the door shut, except for their friends, of course.
Yes, and their friends.
Such hypocrites. Now, I'm telling you, if anybody has a right to... Were you born in Santa Cruz?
Yes, I was.
Okay. If anybody has a right to do that, it's you and I.
You bet.
Okay, but I don't know about you, but I don't feel that I have the right to do that.
No, I don't have
What I think is really, really disgusting and sickening is all the Johnny-come-latelys who have discovered Santa Cruz in the 70s, 80s, and 90s and think it's God's country, which it is, and have claimed this as their own from which to exclude everybody else behind them. And that's what I think is really, really wrong and selfish and sickening and disgusting.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. Now, my family doesn't go back as far as, say, the McPherson family, but it's not far behind, around the turn of the century. But that doesn't entitle me to anything. But I do know a lot of history about the area. And that was my second point, is what a treasure your mother is. And one of the things, talking about keeping a record of her commentaries.
Yeah.
I hope someone does that. I have a father who's probably about the same age or older than your mother, with so much history and so much wisdom from going through the Depression, from witnessing World War II, participating in World War II, being a part of Santa Cruz when it was growing in the 50s and 60s, and very involved in local politics at the time. And my family and I have worked very hard to get him to write down a lot of what he knows, but so much of it's in his head, and when he goes, it's gone. And
yeah.
And it'll be a tremendous loss. And my father's 86 years old, and and nothing lasts forever.
Right.
And it's I hope that.
Yeah, he's a couple of years older than my mom, who's 84. But
I figured.
So how long have you? How old are you?
I'm 50 years old.
Okay.
I'm a little younger than you.
Okay.
I think.
Right. I'm 53. So, and do you have older siblings who are you're a native family, and really, we're not a native family by any stretch. It sounds to me like your family's been here much longer than ours. And interestingly, I don't know if I've told this on the radio before, on September 21st, 1947, that was the day that KSCO went on the air. And the town was really excited because it had its own radio station. That's what the call letters stand for, KSCO, Santa Cruz's own station. And that just so coincidentally happened to be the weekend that my mother and father and sister and brother, not me, because I was minus 4 years old then, were arriving in town to check out. My father was checking out an optometry practice to purchase because he had decided that mom and dad had decided to pull up stakes and move from Brooklyn out here to California, where people were so nice to them during the war. Dad was stationed at Treasure Island in the Bay Area. And they decided to pull up stakes and be pioneers and move out west. And so how do you make a living? Well, he was an optometrist, so he got his optometry license here in California and then set out to purchase an optometry practice and make a living. And I think there were three or four places that they were looking at, including Turlock and Fresno and Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz was the first stop, and when they came over the hill and saw the place, they figured, hey, this, we're not even going to bother to look at the other places. And it just so happened to be the weekend that KSCO was going on the air, which was originally owned by the McPherson family and Charles Vernon Berlin, who designed and built it. And it was his idea to have their own radio station in Santa Cruz. So anyhow, interesting stuff.
Well, you know, it's interesting. That is a great story. My folks were both optometrists, and when my mother saw Santa Cruz, she told my father that this was where they were going to live. She'd lived all over the country, was born in Brooklyn, and said she wasn't leaving, and never did.
You're kidding. Wow.
She never practiced in Santa Cruz.
But did your father?
Yes.
So who was that?
Ted Foster.
Oh, for God's sakes. You're Mike. Okay. Yes. I should know. Yeah, that makes sense. And he was a mayor for a while, too.
Yes, he was.
Great.
Yes, he was. But I hope you take the effort to record a lot of what Kay's commentaries have been, because they are terrific.
And, well, thank you very much. We have, and we will continue to. And, you know, actually, there are some, we have this, people at Fox News are actually pretty fascinated by Kay, because there isn't anything quite like her.
I'd like to see her go nationally, because she has a way of putting things in perspective, and you can't argue with, you can argue with, people aren't necessarily going to agree, but her point of reference you can't argue with.
Uh-huh.
She's old enough to have gone through the Depression.
Yeah.
And she remembers World War II, Vietnam. She remembers all of it.
Right.
And we're losing so many people that went through that. And it's I'm a little astonished at how little some of the people in their 20s and around that age know about our history.
It's the public education system, I'm sorry to say. I mean, I can't think of what else it is.
It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Everything's
Anyhow.
An apology for for us being successful.
I don't know, Mike, I really appreciate your call, but I think we're starting to sink into carping, bitching liberal radio, so let's not.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate
Thanks very
it.
Much.
Next caller will be Arthur in SoCal. Hey, Arthur, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special with MZ and the gang here.
Hi. I was just curious about the Phil Henry Show. I was wondering why you don't play it live.
Oh, we used to play it live. It's on from 4 to 7. Yeah, that's a great question. That's a wonderful question. What happened is that when we first started taking the Phil Henry program, it was live. And for some reason, the network that owns Phil Henry, which is also the same network that owns Rush Limbaugh, decided that they would make the program live at 7 p.m., from 7 to 10 p.m. Actually, you know, I'm not positive that what I've told you is exactly accurate. I think it was the flagship station, KFI, in Los Angeles, that decided that they didn't want to drop Phil Henry altogether, but they wanted to drop him from the afternoon drive. And so since that's the flagship station, and since they changed his time, that's when he's live now. Rather than doing 6 hours, that would be too much. So I realize that every once in a while something is said on the program that, you know, indicates that the program is dated a day. And, yeah, we apologize for that. But we could switch it to 7 to 10, but my guess is that if we were to do that just so that it was live, that way more people would scream than be happy. What do you think?
I think that might work. I mean, you could do the same thing with Phil Henry that you sort of do with Michael Savage, and put
Or play them, play them both ways. Best of all worlds, you think, huh?
Yeah, play one during drive time on your other station, and play one live.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're a real fan of Phil's.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll definitely put that in the consideration column. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Arthur. Take care. There goes Arthur in Soquel. Now let's go to Tom in Boulder Creek, California. Hey there, Tom. Welcome to your favorite radio station. No, that's a presumptuous thing
that.
To say. I'm sorry. Okay,
no,
good.
Well, you went to school with my stepdad, Santa Cruz, I believe.
Who might that be?
Charles Pennell.
The long hair guy. He had the guts to have long hair before anybody else did, and boy, did he put up with a lot of flack from the school administration.
Yeah, well, we get along just great, considering I'm a major conservative and he's a total left wing liberal.
Still?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we called him Cap for Charles A. Pennell.
Yeah,
is he still around the area here?
No, he retired out of CDF. So yeah, he is still around here. Yeah.
He retired out of where?
CDF.
Oh, California Division of Forestry.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, you got to get me in touch with him so I can knock some sense into his head, Tom.
I'd love that. It would really make things.
No,
better
it'd be
right
great.
Now.
No, because he's a great guy, and he just it's a shame for people who are great people to be to not know where it's at. I mean, like my father used to have patients when he was an optometrist saying he used to get really entertained by these hippie people who would come in and say, man, it's where it's at. And he says, don't you know where it's at, man? And he would say, no, tell me where it's at. He says, man, like, if you don't know where it's at, I can't tell you.
Well, I think first off, I'll start him off with some Dr. Wallach's stuff there, and maybe he'll start to straighten out. But
How's his health? Is he okay?
He's wonderful. Yeah, he's doing great. His health is wonderful.
So he retired from the government ranger job, huh?
Yeah, he was up there with the youth department up there on the hill, and they take the troubled youth and turn them into firefighters for a while.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
I just had one quick question, Mike, and I was wondering what's the roots of your radio station? I mean, I cleaned your windows. I'm a window cleaner once, and I noticed you had a huge load of vinyl. I'd really wish to hear you spin some of that someday.
Vinyl. Oh, I see. Yeah, we have, oh golly, there must be 10,000 transcriptions or something, and when we give tours of the radio station, I like to show people our old computer system, which is an old a dusty card catalog file, that has all the names of the transcriptions. Yeah, transcriptions are like 33 and a third records, except they're much bigger than 33 and a third records, and you need special turntables, which we have.
Now, what's a transcription?
That's what that is. It's like a 33 and a third record that's much bigger. That's much bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and we have a collection of that. And, I don't know. It could be worth millions and millions of dollars, or it could be worth not a red cent. I just don't know, But it is a shame that we have all this stuff in the library that we don't use anymore. But that's probably because we think, perhaps incorrectly, that people would rather hear talk radio about issues, because where else can you have that kind of an opportunity? Even if
you write
a letter to the editor, there's a good chance it won't be published, and if it is, it won't be the same letter because they will have edited it.
I think there's room for a market for some classic vinyl records being played, personally.
Okay.
If you ever find a show like in late Sunday evenings or something, I think you might have something there with your
okay.
library.
All right. Well, we'll definitely put that down. Late vinyl record show. Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be wonderful. The vinyl's coming back in a big way. I mean, it is worth a lot of money.
Interesting.
Old LPs and records. I have a huge collection. I have about 4,000 records, and then I have a huge selection that I actually inherited from my dad.
Uh huh.
Passed away, my real dad.
Right.
But and Al Sharpton. He's not funny. He's only funny when he was doing the 12-step program thing on Saturday Night Live, and that's about it.
You mean Al Franken?
Oh, Al Franken.
Yeah, you
I'm
said
sorry,
Sharpton,
yeah.
but he's not funny either, right? Actually, I've got to say that Al Franken can be pretty funny, I think. And though I say that liberals are humorless and that's why they'll never succeed in talk radio, I've said that before.
That's not
really true, because some of the I think the funniest person in the world is Larry David, who does Curb Your Enthusiasm. and he is the biggest anti-Bush, you know, lefty. In fact, the president of Air America Radio told me that he is also a major investor in their network. So, anyhow,
nice.
We'll go into that hopefully later on in the program, and I'll explain to people. Do you think that we should have KOMY, or should have had KOMY be an all-liberal radio station?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I think so too, but the problem is, you know, dealing with these people, they're impossible to deal with.
You know, they come up with the money,
they
want to do what they want to do.
Yeah. So anyhow, I think that would be a good idea too, but maybe we could do it all local. It's not as if we don't have enough local characters to, you know, bring that whole thing to life. In fact, that's what we're going to be doing with the radio station. We're going to be offering time for sale by the hour at a very inexpensive rate compared to the 10,000-watt KSCO.
Well, I'll
talk about that a little later. But thanks for calling.
Yeah, you know what? I'm hanging out over here in Alviso watching the trains go by on the swap, so I'll just take it from there.
In Alviso?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch trains because the tracks run out for quite a ways, and they go at an arc, so you can watch the whole thing come in at like 4 miles out.
Maybe I'll come down there in an hour.
Really
or
cool.
Two.
Just listen to the radio and watch trains go by for a while.
Okay, BC Tom, thanks for calling.
Thank you too, Mike. Take care.
We have open lines at 477-1340 and jammed lines at 479-1080. Let's go to Margaret in Santa Cruz. Hey, Margaret, you're on. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I would like to say that your station should do some earthquake preparedness PCAs,
PSAs, okay. Earthquake. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, the last time that was done was before we owned the station in 1989, and J.J. Jeffrey recorded some earthquake preparedness PSAs, as you said, and I don't know if we have them, but if we do, that would be we should start playing them.
But
what a coincidence, Margaret! It was like 4 days later that was October 17th, 1989. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. So that would really be a benefit to the community, as your station is such a great benefit. Also, if I may say, a topic. A viable solution, I believe, to the child abduction epidemic in this country makes me sick. Anyway, get a dog. Arm your child with whistles and walkie-talkies and get a dog. I mean, my dog alerts me if there's a mouse in my garage. And certainly would alarm everyone, probably in the whole neighborhood, if some child abductor was coming around the windows of a child.
Yeah.
All the children that have been abducted, kidnapped, molested, did not have a dog in their home.
It's probably well worth it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even just a little one.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had a child, which I do not, I'll tell you what, I'd have myself a giant Doberman.
Well, you
That's
know...
Right.
What about the you hear horror stories about pit bulls and Dobermans, you know, attacking people and sometimes kids, because that's the other side of that. Now, I don't know how often that happens with the people that, you know, that there are their owners, that's a pretty scary thought.
Yeah, but you know what that is just how they were trained as a puppy. You know, if they were exposed to a lot of different situations as a puppy.
Uh-huh.
So that can be alleviated for sure.
Right.
Giant Dobermans, whatever, insurance does not exclude them from your liability insurance coverage. However, a lot of insurance companies do exclude pit bulls from coverage for liability. Anyway,
okay.
Get a dog.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, and thanks for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. Here comes Asa in Live Oak. Haven't heard from Asa in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Can you? Am I making any noise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But the phone sounds different. So there's something your new. It doesn't sound as much like we're connected when you're holding the telephone as it used to. So
oh, okay.
Something about
we need to tweak it, but at least you can hear it now.
Yeah. Well, now I didn't know whether I was dead or alive.
You're very much alive. I can assure you.
And I do want to say how. Echo all the good things that people have said about Kay's stuff, and all of their interesting backgrounds. Some of the callers have had such interesting. I'm not interesting. I'm sorry. I would be interesting if I could.
You have an interesting laugh.
Well, anyway, I just have a couple of little things. I plead to not take Comey away and put it in some little liberal sewer. I really do, because I really love Michael Medved, and I really... And I'm really sorry. I don't know what you've done with Clark Howard. You've traded him for somebody, and I don't like that somebody.
Okay, let me explain that, because a lot of people are up in arms about that. So thank you for bringing that up, Asa. Clark Howard we had an hour of Clark Howard for several years, from 3 to 4 p.m. on weekdays. And in anticipation of having KOMY go to all-liberal talk radio, because I thought I was going to make a deal with Air America, we gave notice as per the terms of our contract. Was that you turning up the radio?
No, I didn't touch it.
Huh. Well, that's strange.
That's strange.
Yeah. Well, okay. In anticipation of doing something which has not and probably will not, certainly will not happen as we thought it would, we gave notice, and the franchise is gone here. But that's okay, because we have other plans for that. We're probably going to put Bill O'Reilly in on that time slot, so that we have a highly rated station all the way through the day. Good Morning Monterey Bay, which has been with us for many years, is getting better and better and better and better, and the audience research data that we have seen certainly demonstrates that. The audience research data we've seen about the Rush Limbaugh program, though expected, is very, very good, and advertisers on our station are getting way, way better results than they've ever gotten before, because there are a lot of ears listening to the radio station. And by the way, talk radio is a natural better place for advertisers. Now, obviously, I'm biased, but this is the truth if you think about it.
But one thing I would like to bring up,
yeah,
is that hasn't really been brought up, and that is the power and I think one of the chief, like, untalked about little things that this station has for alerting us to things. For instance, when Vernon and Westside Al were talking about this EMP something, that's really scientific, electronic wave that's going to destroy. In other words, there are things that are said from time to time between the talkers and the callers that we are actually alerted to things before maybe the Drudge Report. I mean, you know,
right.
Maybe we in Santa Cruz do have more alert listeners and more alert talkers than there are in the rest of the world. And because
it's by design, Asa. We have the most intelligent audience of any station in the world. And the reason is because we don't allow stupid people to listen to our station. And I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. And so there's a very good reason that we have the most intelligent audience.
Anyway,
stupid people are not permitted to listen to KSCO. And if they're caught listening, they're prosecuted.
But don't, please save me, Michael. And I missed BQ's other hour, too, that she got chopped off.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you all.
Bless you. Okay, there goes Asa. That opens up a line at 479-1080. We also have lines at 477-1340. But here's Don in SoCal. Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've been a listener before you were KSCO.
Wait a minute. Were you listening to Static?
No, there was another major station down here.
There was?
Yep.
Who?
Well, I don't remember. I was a youngster. That was back in the 40s. We have a place.
Oh, you know what that might have been? It might have been KHUB, AM 1460.
I don't remember.
Out of Watsonville?
Yeah, because there was only one station we could get to live up here in the SoCal Mountains. There was only one station.
Interesting.
And I can remember Sam Hayes.
Uh-huh.
You remember that name? No,
nope.
You're too young.
Much too young.
But my father bought this place in 41 before the war. And he retired here, and when I retired here, and I've been a faithful listener.
What did you retire from, SoCal Don?
You wouldn't believe this. I was only conservative in the city of Berkeley.
My goodness.
And it was kind of funny.
Probably in its history to this day, huh?
It was kind of funny because we had Duke Majan and the vice president come out for some kind of presentation. And the city manager says, okay, Don, put on your coat and tie, and you're going to sit in the front row because we want to introduce you as the only Republican, which they did, which was kind of funny.
And that was back when?
Oh, that was when the first Bush was vice president during Reagan's era.
Oh, wow.
I worked there 25 years.
I see. Jeez.
Every time they wanted something interesting, they'd always trot me out as, oh, here's our Republican. I remember one.
Well, at least it sounds like they were good humored about it.
Oh, yeah.
Natured, right?
Yeah.
Instead of angry like all the left is today, which I think, and the current commentary that we're going to play at the top of the hour here, right after the news,
mm-hmm.
From Kay, talks about that, actually.
Yeah, because I used to call them pinko commie preverts, and a prevert's it doesn't have a backbone, prevertebrate.
Well, oh, I got you. Okay.
And the other thing is, I wish you could move Michael Savage at KSCO rather than KOMY, because KOMY back here, for some reason at night, gets to be a little weak.
Well, that's why we have Michael Savage on KSCO from 7 to 10, but that's about to change because we're probably going to put Alan Combs on live on the big station because he's been so nice to us. And it's also because for the people who scream that KSCO has too many conservative hosts,
yes,
it's a good thing to do to carry Alan Combs live on KSCO.
Well, do not go to an all liberal station.
No. We won't do that. We won't do that. But we will put more liberal hosts on both stations, if it can pay. And so far, I wouldn't hold my breath because liberals do not pay for anything. They just have their stipends and grants and things.
Right,
you see.
They want the government to pay for it.
But we are going to make the time available very, 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 very reasonably on KOMY, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, don't lose Michael. The other thing, I like Quigley on Thursdays.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's back. He doesn't have a regular slot. We're not sure we're going to have regular slots for anybody, but we'll see.
Yeah, that would be very good. And I enjoy your mother's commentaries. I think they're outstanding, and they hit the nail on the head. I like your Monterey Bay program in the morning.
Uh-huh.
On Sundays, you might consider trying to get Bob Tanum. You ever heard of him?
Nope.
He's up in the Bay Area, and he does a gardening show.
Is it available to other stations? He probably works for one particular station.
I don't know. Uh-huh. I think he's still with KGO.
Yeah.
But because these people from San Diego are nice and they do good work, but the problem is they don't relate too much to this area,
right?
The Central Coast.
Right.
Yeah, but other than that, I think you guys are doing an outstanding job, and I appreciate having Mancow on.
Oh, God, there's so much to talk about with my buddy Mancow, my buddy Mancow. So anyhow, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great that you're an older person and you enjoy Mancow. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go. Thanks, Don and Soquel.
Yeah.
Michael Williams, back at the radio station. We didn't do any commercials this hour. This is terrible.
No, we have to
make good next hour. And my clock is not synchronized.
Yeah, we got 4 seconds, three.
Okay, two, and then you can take it from there.
All right.
See you next hour.
Fox News Live, here we go.
Fox News Radio, I'm Robin Walensky. They suffocated in the trunk.
There are issues that remain with respect to the trunk, why the trunk was not looked into, and we want to obtain answers to those questions.
Camden County, New Jersey prosecutor Vincent Cerubi, he says the three boys, ages 5, 6, and 11, died from accidental suffocation.
There were no outward or inward signs of trauma. There were no signs of assault.
The father of one of the boys broke down as he opened the trunk of the car Friday night and saw the three lifeless bodies inside.
Yesterday, the father of one of the boys was apparently looking for some jumper cables when he lifted the trunk of the beaten-up Toyota Camry and made that horrible discovery.
Fox's Trace Gallagher.
They also say the trunk was not airtight, so it certainly raises a number of questions, but the headline here is the death of these three young boys appears to be accidental.
There was a massive search for 2 full days for the trio in the New Jersey neighborhood not far from the Delaware River. Court appearance in Aruba, the 5 suspects in Natalie Holloway's disappearance going before a judge.
The pressure's on in Aruba as a fresh team of searchers from Texas checks out water-filled quarries and embarks on an ocean survey. Meanwhile, in an unusual weekend court appearance, the 5 suspects held on suspicion of Natalie's disappearance are ready to answer to a judge. Their fate will be decided this afternoon, whether 4 of them will remain in custody on allegations of murder and kidnapping, and whether the father of one of those 4 will stay in jail on allegations of helping them. In Palm Beach, Aruba, Carol McKinley, Fox News.
Natalie, 18 years old, from Alabama, missing now for almost a month. She's scheduled to go to the University of Alabama in the fall. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Your children are so precious. You'd do anything to protect them. Build fences, install security systems, even move to a safer neighborhood. When your children are at home, you think they're safe, but are they? What about the internet? Have you taught them to protect themselves online? Make internet safety a family concern. Visit www.netsmarts.org.
In Iraq, terrorists target a police officer in Baghdad.
North of Baghdad, a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a police officer's home. At least 6 people are dead, a dozen more wounded, according to Iraqi police sources. The officer targeted at the blast is a member of a police special forces unit. He was not hurt.
Fox's David McDougall. What's for dinner? Fox's Molly Henneberg reports from Guantanamo Bay, where the prison chefs taking pride in their food prep.
They gave us detainees, what they call a detainee meal, which today was chicken with orange sauce and rice and okra and some bread. And actually, I talked to one of the cooks, and they're awfully, you know, proud of that they serve the detainees some pretty good meals. So that's something that they take some pride in.
Henneberg traveling with a bipartisan congressional delegation that's on a one-day fact-finding mission in Cuba. Religious rally tonight, part 2 of the Reverend Billy Graham's crusade in Queens, New York. Last night, 60,000 turning out for what's thought to be the last public event he'll hold in the U.S. Graham, who is 86, used a walker to get to the podium.
It might be. I don't have the physical strength to go on very much longer.
In other news, turning up the temperature, the East is in for some very warm weekend weather, and Boston may break a record.
Record-breaking heat possibly in the east today. For New England, the hottest it's been there in at least 3 years. Check it out. Portland, Maine, 95, your high temperature today. This is all ahead of a cold front, believe it or not, that is sparking storms in the Midwest. And this frontal system will make its way through the area tonight into tomorrow.
Foxcaster Chris Knowles. Friday free fall, many losing money in the markets.
In other words, all the gains we've had this month have been wiped out in the last couple of days.
That's Fox's Neil Cavuto. On Wall Street Friday, soaring oil prices sent stocks sliding. The Dow Friday down 123 points, the Nasdaq off 17. I'm Robin Walensky, Fox News Radio.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Michael Williams. It is Saturday, June 25th, 2005, and I've got your Central Coast weather forecast. We got widespread morning low clouds and fog clearing near the ocean by early afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs from the lower 60s coastside to around 80, well inland. Afternoon sea breeze 10 to 25 miles per hour. And tonight, coastal low clouds and fog spreading inland overnight, otherwise mostly clear. Lows in the 50s, west wind 10 to 25 miles per hour, strongest during the evening. On the bay, we have light winds becoming west, 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 1 to 2 feet, northwest swell 1 to 4 feet at 10-second intervals. And now we take you to the second hour of the Saturday Special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
All right, I don't know. The level of that is not up very much, is it, Michael? But I downloaded it in the last minute before this time.
And I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, and welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. MZ with on a one-to-one with the listening audience of a unique radio station called KSCO AM 1080, and I guess we're simulcasting on KOMY AM 1340. It's what we call a CRC Saturday Special, Caller's Right to Choose. And I've thrown out a few topics. Are we fair and balanced at KSCO and KOMY, or if we're not, do we need to be, or do we need to be? Few people who have expressed their opinion about whether we should do, all liberal programming on KOMY. Someone said yes. We can talk about the KSCO website. Oh, you know what? I've got to tell you, concerning the KSCO website, we have received a small number of complaints about offensive or inappropriate content on the website. Now, I originally thought these complaints were from humorless soreheads, and most of them were, but some of the complaints were from reasonable, intelligent individuals concerned that my excellent sense of humor would be misunderstood and ultimately have a negative impact on the public perception of the station, and particularly the advertisers. What do you think? Should we have a private members-only section on the website reserved for those of you who appreciate strong satire and questionable, if not downright poor taste, text and graphics, or should we just play it straight all around? I really want to get into this. So if I forget, don't let me forget. You know, call us with your input about that, okay? I have this bizarre sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen. I like to have fun. I like to be different. But sometimes I go too far. In fact, some of the people at the radio station have restrained me, saying, you know, boss, you can't do that. I mean, it's going to screw things up for us. I mean, you don't want to do that. So what do you think? I'm inclined to agree with Michael Olson, our general manager, who says that that's not good stuff to have, in the prominent homepage, at least. And what I'm talking about is... you know about it. If you listened to the Saturday Special about a month ago, someone complained that we had a picture of Aunt Jemima on it. Said, click here, you know, and listen to Kay's commentary. That offended somebody. And so we, later on, I put a picture that someone had sent me of Hillary Clinton. It was a picture of a cow with Hillary Clinton's head on it. And they said that was, I got an email saying that was in poor taste and puerile. What does puerile mean? I've heard that term before, but I never took the time to look it up. Okay, maybe what we can do is just have a little section of the website that says, click here if you have a weird sense of humor and appreciate things that are in questionable, if not poor taste. What do you think? 479-1080 or 477-1340. Now, speaking of the website, I am going to, right now, use the website to, play Kay's latest commentary, okay? And the way you do that, and if you were to log on to KSCO.com, instead of a picture of Hillary or a picture of Aunt Jemima, you see a big green shield that says, click to hear Kay's latest award-winning commentary on Gitmo and the self-destruction of the Democratic Party. Let me see. I think if I click on that right now, you'll be able to hear it too, I think.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Zwirling. The Democratic Party is self-destructing. It's been hijacked by the extremist left. It continues to make irresponsible, reckless decisions. They had a fair chance to win the recent election. Except for Fox News, 100% of the media promoted the Democrats. They hated President Bush so much they made their political mantra, "Anybody but George Bush." Such hysterical thinking made reasonable voters uneasy, so they left the left. If the foolish liberals had put forth candidates with credibility, someone like a Joe Lieberman or a Zell Miller, they may have won. Instead, they settled for president a pompous, empty suit with a dismal 20-year senatorial record, who refused to expose his own military or health records, and for a VP, a pretty-faced, political, inexperienced corporate attorney. The Democrats' fatal mistake was to underestimate the intelligence of the average voter. They embraced the extremist Michael Moore. And now Howard Dean is the official spokesperson. After 3.5 more years of Dean, the Democratic Party will be rendered totally irrelevant. There didn't appear to be much mourning by the left extremists after 9/11, when 3,000 innocent Americans died. By comparison, these same leftists are going crazy ballistic about a handful of bad judgment American soldiers badgering Gitmo detainees by putting ladies' underpants on their heads and other demeaning antics. Never mind that those same prisoners, when given the chance, cut out tongues, chopped off hands, and sliced off heads for the smallest infractions, the stuff they learned from their role model, Saddam Hussein. About those few prisoners really badly punished by our interrogators, that is the standard practice in wartime to force the enemy to talk in order to save many American lives. Wild accusations about the detainees' treatment, like Nazis and gulag by a liberal senator condoned by other liberals, may add another nail to the possible coffin of the Democrats' demise. Gitmo is the best thing that ever happened to these detainees. They never had it so good. Many are gaining weight. Where else are terrorists given their own prayer rugs, a copy of the Koran, Islamic-approved gourmet meals, hot showers, and 5 times daily call to prayers? Still, the liberal extremists continue to complain and obstruct, which will be their agenda for the remainder of Bush's term, and which may also become their swan song. Call me mean, but I believe we're overdoing the Gitmo hospitality. About Saddam Hussein found in a rat hole like a scared rat, I would have given him a shower, clean washed clothes, food, and a cell, nothing more. So, what's with the beauty shop treatment and the designer clothes? From a scared rat, now he believes he's still the leader of Iraq. He deserves a quick military tribunal followed by a long, slow, painful death, the kind he inflicted on millions of his own people. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Case Whirling.
Ooh, heavy stuff, huh? Yeah,
the right, following then. Is a KSCO commentary.
Wait a minute. Why is that there? No, we've that was... Why, what is
those
that?
Who have asked me, was it really worth it for us to go to fight in Iraq?
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I have it in a... If you go to the website, KSCO.com, and click on the big green shield, it just hits you, hits you over the head when you see it. If you click on it, you'll hear the most recent one, and if you just leave it there, it'll play the one before that and the one before that. That's not a bad system, right? Okay, give us a call. It's a Saturday special. Caller's right to choose 479-1080 or 477-1340. Michael, are you there? He might be in the other room here, so because we do have to play the commercials from last hour. And also, we should play the commercials for this hour. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do is bring up the next caller who has been waiting for a long time. That's poor Pat in Santa Cruz. Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'd like to compliment some aspects of your station. It is always kind of refreshing to see what's going to be coming up when you've got the call-in shows and the Saturday morning specials in particular. I'd say that Michael Olson is a real gem. He's incredible.
Yes, so, he is.
Having said that, I'd like to say that I was disappointed when you got rid of Scott. I thought that what you considered to be an unforgivable offense wasn't that big a deal to me, and I don't think it was to a lot of other people. I mean, he didn't take callers for a while, but that's kind of SOP for.
Okay, look, I don't want to go into personnel things. The reason that Scott is not on the program is not because his opinion disagreed with Kay's and mine. The reason is because he was disrespectful to Kay.
Okay,
That's it. So next subject.
All right. The latest thing about eminent domain, there was a lot of controversy.
And by the way, he apologized for that later. So to Scott's credit, thank you.
Well, if he apologized, give him another crack at it.
Thank you for your opinion.
Having said that,
next question.
But I want to talk about eminent domain because recently that riled a lot of conservatives in Santa Cruz because they were going to eminent domain some private property downtown for government purposes, right?
Yeah, it used to be owned by my parents, actually, at 1549 okay. Pacific. But this is probably something else.
Okay, but even more recently, now they're going to start eminent domaining private property for corporate interests. In other words, for bigger fish. So,
Pat, if you're calling to say that that's terrible, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, well, I'm basically just...
We need to do a whole program on that,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, no, I think you ought to.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can do a heavy sigh and hang up on me now, but this is what... This bickering about eminent domain, whether it's corporate or government, what's really going on is population pressure makes that inevitable, and that's a fact. I mean, if you really think about it, that is exactly what's driving it.
Yeah. Well, he said I could hang up on him, so I did. All right, next caller. That's Al in Santa Cruz. You're on the KSCO Saturday special.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
You know what I really miss is when you used to do that the joke Saturday thing where everybody called in with all their jokes. I was really amazed some of the stuff you let go on the air, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, we've done replays of those four shows, those four classic shows. And recently, actually, in prime time, you know, where Clark Howard used to be.
Oh, okay.
I think we did that.
Well, great. I guess I missed those. But, yeah, if you could do more of that.
Okay.
And don't be too PC about stuff, you know. Look, I consider myself liberal, but, you know, if you see...
Yeah, what's happened to you over the years? You know, you've become a real mensch, as we Yids would say.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't feel that I've changed at all. You probably just didn't know who I was.
Oh. Well, you used to call yourself Downtown Al, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody got some idea that I was a pinko commie or something like that. It just irritated me.
Well, you were never a really bad one, but you were one.
Oh, I look at individual issues. I haven't changed my feelings probably since I was a child about a lot of things.
Okay.
But, the other thing is I really miss Dave Allen. I was amazed, you know, before he had a stroke, the kind of guests he would get in. I mean, he was like syndication quality.
No question. He was. He was. You want to sort of be real sad and sort of be really entertained at the same time. Go to www.zbsradio.com.
Okay.
And click on there's the Dave Allen show. That website has not been maintained in like 6 or 7 years, but it's still there, and everything is the same. And if you click on the Dave Allen Nighthawk show,
mm-hmm.
we set that website up to promote the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, which continues to this day and is better than ever, bigger and better than ever. We're in actually going into a great growth spurt right now because Doc and Doug are just an amazing team together.
Right.
You'll see if you go to zbsradio.com that there was a 20-minute, somewhere in there, there's a 20-minute scope of Dave Allen. I'm just tempted to play a little bit.
He was great. I wish he could be persuaded. You know, I don't know if his health doesn't allow or financial situation or whatever, but I wish he could be persuaded to do some more shows. And
you know that he's doing the Blast from the Past on Sundays, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I just liked his really eclectic taste because he had all sorts of weird guests on. I like somebody who's not totally predictable. I like
him. Well, Dave used to say that Michael Savage and Art Bell and a lot of these national and bigger station hosts used to sniff his shorts and get their ideas from his show. And I think there's something to that.
They may have, you know. I don't know. But he was great. You know, one thing I would like to see, though, is more kind of like local issues. You know how they, I think it's what, in the Chronicle, they have that little section there where they writers, the public writes in and say, that, you know, there's a pothole on such and such a street. And then they kind of keep track of it. They tell you who's responsible, where to write, and see if something gets done about it. I think Santa Cruz could use something like that. I wish the paper had something like that, where you could get something done, you know, sink your teeth into it.
That's called that sort of an action line that used to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that would be a great idea, and I think we could get one of our staff to do that right now without having to hire somebody else, which we can't, which
That'd
I don't want to
do. That'd
be
great if you did something like that. And, you know, get it out in, like, public debate, whether it's conservative or liberal or whatever, but something to kind of improve the community here.
Okay.
One stupid joke for you. Most of the jokes, unfortunately, you know, I tend to like the more raunchy, less PC ones. But what's the wife of a hippie called?
Tell me.
Mississippi. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, DTA. Take care. Okay, it's 11:24 and a half. On your favorite radio station, MZ, with a caller's right to choose Saturday special, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Michael, you there? He might be. Michael, we got to play the commercials.
I'm here. Okay. Let's play some commercials.
Okay, good. Let's play. Yeah, play all the commercials. You can kill all the promos and stuff, but the commercials got to play.
Okay. Well, all right. Here we go.
Okay.
He's going to win. Hello, Michael Olson here with an invitation for you to help celebrate the class of 2005 by attending the Lions Bowl All-Star High School Football Game, Saturday 1 p.m., Soquel High. This year's Lions Bowl will feature the best Santa Cruz County High School seniors squaring off against the best San Mateo County High seniors. Everybody will win because 100% of the proceeds from the $10 Lions Bowl tickets go right back into the community. Celebrate the class of 2005 and give them a great send-off by attending the Lions Bowl All-Star High School football game Saturday at 1 p.m., Soquel High. Coach Louis Walters has put together a team of All-Stars from Santa Cruz County High Schools, and the Lions Bowl is your chance to celebrate them and the entire class of 2005. Get out into the sun and give the class of 2005 a rousing send-off this Saturday at 1 p.m., Soquel High for the Lions Bowl All-Star Football Game. Everybody is going to win.
Hi, you guys. This is Judy again. You know, recently I got a bunch of brand new 2005 American Longevity catalogs. Excuse me, I'm chewing up some of Dr. Wallach's great whey shake while I'm giving you this little talk. And boy, is it good. You need to have some now. I've got in these new catalogs, and you know what? I've been taking it to bed to read it every night, and it's so fun and so exciting to find out about all of his products. So while I've been finding these great things out, I've been thinking everybody in this whole listening area should get their hands on one of these 2005 catalogs. And if you'll call me, I'm willing to spend the extra money, and for only $2, I'll send each and every one of you one of these great catalogs. And if you don't want to call me, you can actually go to judy.ksco.com, and you can order your catalog there. Anyway, why don't you do it? It's very important. Call me at 888-352-7500. I promise you will not be disappointed. 888-352-7500. Do it now.
Buying a home around here is an expensive proposition. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. I've been helping people save money on home loans for nearly 20 years, and I'd like to help you save money on your next home purchase. Right now, Pacific Inland has special programs that are helping people save real money when they buy a home. Call Pacific Inland at 831-475-2600, and we'll tailor one of these programs to help you buy a home. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. If fear is preventing you from seeing the dentist, listen to how we've helped others with sedation dentistry.
Hello, I'm Pat. I've had probably 40 years of dental drama and trauma, and usually I would go in for a dental procedure only when it was an emergency. Probably had about a dozen different dentists. None of them were painless. I would quit. I wouldn't follow up my procedures, and it would lead from one disaster to another. I would highly recommend Dr. Peabody to anybody that has any tension or apprehension about a dentist. He's the man, and I'm a true believer.
We've helped hundreds of people wake up to a beautiful smile. Let us help you, too.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 457-0343. That's 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile. In 1946, Big Creek Lumber began milling redwood trees grown on their coastal property. They introduced selective timber harvesting as an alternative to clear cutting. Today, the McCrary family is still managing their forests for this century and the next. Big Creek was the first wood products company operating in a redwood forest to be awarded the Well-Managed Forest certification by the Forest Conservation Program of Scientific Certification Systems. Big Creek also received green certification from the Forest Stewardship Council for the responsible forestry they practice. And there's more. The California Department of Forestry has commended Big Creek for outstanding contributions to forestry in California. And the Department of Fish and Game commends Big Creek for outstanding wildlife conservation achievement. Big Creek also provides hatchery facilities for the Salmon and Trout Project and offers sites for recreation and research by scientists and students. The McCrary family is still managing our forests for this century and the next. Big Creek Lumber is growing redwoods for the future. Visit us on the web at www.big-creek.com. Selling for $29,099 at 144 months, 7.25% APR, borrowed number 016915, with tax credit 20% down with tax license and dock fee.
Come to Scotts Valley, it's the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share it. RVs of Merit.
Head for the hills with a new Sandpiper toy hauler from RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley for only $269.95 per month. And this beautiful Sandpiper toy hauler comes standard with air conditioner, generator, and awning. Getting there is most of the fun in your new Sandpiper toy hauler from RVs of Merit, 20 miles from San Jose on the road to Santa Cruz in beautiful Scotts Valley.
Come to Scotts Valley, the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share it. RVs of Merit, RVs of Merit.
It takes a lot of energy to sell your home, and I have energy to spare. Hello, my name is Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone Associates in Capitola. How much energy do I have? I've lived in Australia, Japan, England, New York, and now in Santa Cruz County. I founded the Core Leaders Children's Theater, and this year we're putting on four plays. I founded the County Daffodil Society, and we planted 360,000 daffodils. And I buy and sell real estate across the world. When it comes time to sell your home, list with someone who has energy to spare. That's me. I'm Heidi Theodore, and I have energy to sell your home. Call me 24/7 at 831-464-5093. I'm Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone, 464-5093, or HeidiTheodore.net. By the way, there's only one Heidi Theodore, and that's me.
Hello, my name is Bill Lambert, and I am the owner-operator of Lambert & Son Moving, serving Santa Cruz and Monterey counties for local and long-distance moves. Lambert & Son Moving is a local, family-owned and operated mover. Let my family take care of your family's move. Call me at 831-420-0419 for a free, no-obligation estimate. Mention KSCO Radio for a free gift and special discount. Free use of our wardrobe boxes and all packing materials for your move. Senior and student discounts, best value in town. Reliable on-time service. Our clients' family, neighbors, and new neighbors will be treated with the utmost respect and courtesy. I guarantee it. Residential and commercial moves. No job too small. License insured, bonded. California PUC T number 189973. Call Bill Lambert at 831-420-0419 for all your moving needs. That's Lambert and Son Moving.
Yes, I am. All right, welcome back to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. We have an ID here that was computer generated. Here, what is that here? What is it here? Let's play this here.
Michael.
Here.
And now here's the bitch. He's the top dog, the head honcho, the most admired Michael's whirling himself, live and in person.
Okay. Yeah, we're just kidding around. That was a computer synthesized voice, and I was typing on the thing to see if it would experimenting with different, you know, accents and so forth. Even I have a little ego, you know, but most people in radio, boy, it was dripping egos in New York at the talk radio seminar. I mean, it was wall to wall robust egos like I've never seen before. As you know, regular listeners, that's egos. The discussion of egos is one of my favorite topics here on the radio station.
What's the name of that program that you type into? And
I don't know. I'll get it. Someone emailed it to me. It was a freeware thing, and this was about 8 or 9 months ago, and I lost the damn thing. So I saved some of the things that I did. That's where the intelligent ID came from. Remember this?
Right.
You know?
COAM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay, so, I'll try to find that out for next week or something, okay, if you remind me or send me an email.
Definitely.
Or something. Because I want to do some more of these things, you know. I want to say that Bill Lambert does a great job. I've gotten all kinds of feedback from happy customers of his, and of course I've gotten all kinds of feedback from him about what great advertising KSCO, what a great advertising medium KSCO is. And so he's definitely he knows. Bill knows. He's a very wise man. Also, early on in the group of commercials, Judy DeVilbiss talked about chewing on a whey shake. Isn't that a coincidence? Because during the 11 o'clock break, that's exactly what I did. Now, Nature's Way chocolate and vanilla is the absolute best tasting and best quality for you protein drink that you can have. And what I do is I throw a couple of scoops with some ice cubes and some instant coffee and a couple of eggs and a little bit of water into a super blender. I have one of those Vitamix things, you know, that just pulverize everything, and it's just great. It just really whips it up, and it makes something that tastes so incredibly good that you cannot believe that it's really good for you, because everything that, you know, tastes incredibly good is bad for you. At least that's been my experience in life. So I really want to turn people onto the, yes, this is sort of a live commercial that I'm doing, but I'm doing it from the heart because I've lost a bunch of weight taking this stuff. Now, I didn't tell you I put it back on when I didn't take it, but see, I'm being upfront with you, ladies and gentlemen, but I do want you all to try the American Longevity Nature's Way. It comes in two flavors, chocolate and vanilla. And as part of something that we should have been doing all along, maybe some station promotion, I think we will have some sort of a whey shake tasting event at the radio station where you can taste other things too. I mean, because they're really good stuff. I mean, I'm telling you. If you want to call the comment line at 429-2222 let me know that you want to try the whey shake, I'll try to, if there's enough of you, I'll figure out a way to do it, okay? I'm telling you, but fair warning, once you try this in either flavor, you will buy it. And it's not all that expensive. In fact, it's pretty reasonable for what it is. Okay, caller's right to choose. 11:37 and a half on your favorite radio station. I haven't heard anything about what was one of the topics that I put out together about whether we should talk. Yeah, forget it. Let's just take the callers that are waiting, because that's not nice to keep them holding. I just have to find out where they are. Okay, we have Richard in Watsonville, Jamie in Aptos, Dave in Santa Cruz, Billy in Capitola, and Jim in Felton. Of all those people, let's take Richard in Watsonville. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good, and you're sounding good. So.
Why, thank you.
We're all doing good.
Good.
But as far as Fox, there's no journalists on that network.
Good. So you're a person. Good. You're a person. I was hoping someone would call in who has a different opinion than I do. I think Fox is the finest journalistic news organization ever.
If you're a conservative.
No, it's fair and balanced. Don't you think?
If you're a conservative.
Oh, okay.
There's no such thing as a conservative.
I think KSCO is fair, although it might not be balanced at the moment because most of our hosts are conservative.
Well, they have nothing to do with Fox. Has nothing to do with us.
That's right.
Except for Alan Cohn's, maybe, and
the news at the top of the hour. By the way,
I enjoy that news at the top of the hour.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's much better than the other stuff we had.
Okay, good.
The other
people were there. USA News was there for us when we needed them, and they're great people. And you know, I thank them and so forth. But we're real excited to be able to have Fox News Channel, Fox News Radio. As our news carrier at the top and bottom of the hour. By the way, for those of you who are interested, I've said this before, but you gotta do this. carryfans.ksco.com. If you have a broadband connection and type in carryfans, K-E-R-R-Y-F-A-N-S dot ksco.com, it should start playing that wonderful video that I shot of the scrunched up faces of angry people at the Santa Cruz County Fair last September, when I made the mistake of walking past the Kerry for President Democratic exhibit with my Fox News Channel hat.
Oh, the baseball cap.
Yeah, and all hell broke loose. It was really, really, you got to see this video, carryfans.ksco.com.
Hang on to it for me.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, though, anything on Fox is just sensationalism. That's pretty much going straight across for all networks anymore. I mean, journalism comes out of liberal arts schools. We all know that.
They should have conservative arts. I think a college or university that would have, you know, a master's or a PhD, you know,
right,
or even a major program, an undergraduate major program in conservative arts rather than liberal arts would do very well. Don't
exactly.
You think? Yes.
I mean, I would. Besides that, when you go, well, let's go on to other things here. KSC. Kay's funny commentaries.
Kay's funny commentaries.
Yeah.
Once in a while, yeah.
I mean, I would love to have Kay get on the air and stand up to callers behind what she says instead of putting it in writing like in a book.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably never read the book, but I'd more than happily call up every time she was on the air and
yep.
question her about some of the things that she says.
Yes.
Because I don't agree with everything she says.
Yes, and that's fine. I think that'd be great. You know,
yeah,
as long as it's done respectfully.
Well, yeah, and she always throws a twist on most of them at the end there, where she, you know, gives a little chuckle, like I'm wondering, was she serious or what, you know?
Uh-huh.
But this rehashing of old talk jocks, you know, Quigley and Nurse Roberts, and you know, that T.J. Fernandez guy.
Yeah.
Now, that was a pretty good one.
He's the guy who said they should change the law that grant legal status
into the military.
Grant legal status to illegals who will immediately join the U.S. military and fight to help us preserve our freedom. I think that's a wonderful idea advanced recently by TJ, who's
well,
a young.
Well, don't forget the first Marine killed in Iraq was an illegal alien. You know, I mean, after he died, George Bush came and made his whole family legal citizens. Which is what they're doing.
Maybe that's where TJ got the idea. Except it should be done, you know, before someone dies rather than after.
Well, the thing about TJ's show is he took over Vernon's show on a Friday, then Vernon took over the Saturday special, and it never stopped, man.
No one took over anything. Wait a minute, Richard. No one took over anything. You know, this is summertime and people are busy, and, you know, it's called filling in. It's called filling in.
Well, same thing. But all I'm saying is it was wall-to-wall calls on the same subject, which is what turned me on to it.
Yes.
And as far as the seminar goes with Franken,
uh-huh.
Ray Taliaferro could tear that guy up any day of the week.
Okay, well, I didn't tell you what I did after this whole thing happened.
No, but you said Franken was the premier liberal talk show radio host, and I'm thinking, wait a minute.
For the one and only liberal network,
hey,
yes.
Hey, listen, man, I listened to the Saturday morning countdown with Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison.
Yeah.
And they had Jim Bohannon in there. I was waiting for you, brother. I was waiting for you to show up in there.
You know what? We were there, but they didn't ask us.
Well,
now that was not very nice, was it?
It wasn't nice. It wasn't fair any more than, well, look, the noon show.
But Alan Colmes asked us, and that was very nice. So we're going to reward Alan Colmes by putting him on the big station.
Yeah, but Alan Colmes has told me he really loves your mom, you know? He can't believe that you and your mom are doing what you're doing. But listen, the 12 o'clock program, we don't need all that 15, 16 minutes of news. And that noon to 1 program should probably go noon to 2.
Well, maybe we'll do that, but we're going to be switching it to 1340 here.
Yeah, but I'd also put Dave Allen on 2 hours on Sunday evening. A lot of people don't even know he's on the Blast of the Past, you know?
Okay, let's do that starting tomorrow.
And also check the... what's her
if
name?
We Patrice can. That hour might be sold. The hour afterwards might be sold or committed. It probably
well,
is.
Well, check Patrice Edwards' new edition of, what is that thing that's called? Aptos Times.
Yeah.
Update that ad, please.
I mean, okay.
We still got, because
it's got old stuff in it?
There.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, man.
What would we do without Richard N. Watsonville? I mean, see, this is definitely a very useful suggestion. If we're running ads that show our program schedule from 6 months ago and it's very, very different, it's changed 6 times from then, that's not very responsible on our part. Is it Aptos Jamie?
Well, actually, this is Jeannie Michael.
Oh, Jeannie. It says Jamie. Okay,
sorry. Yeah, he was real fast on getting my name. Something concerns me. I just came into the country, and I've been looking at this Measure W, where the Flow Group in Felton wants to buy the water system from California American.
I think everybody's up in arms about that.
Well, this is really control of the water being taken over by the Board of Supervisors. And Flo is really infiltrated with environmentalists. And their goal is to control the use of land up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And so this Measure W is really a very dangerous measure. And I guess the ballots are supposed to go out this week for the residents of Felton to vote whether they want to acquire this water system. Well, it's $11 million bond over 30 years, Michael. And that actually accrues to about $30 million. And we have only up there about 1,350 connections. And so what's happening, the Board of Supervisors, they have written a joint facilities agreement with the San Lorenzo Water District. And Flo says, this environmental group, well, the water is locally owned and locally controlled. It will not be controlled by the residents of Felton. It will be controlled by the Board of Supervisors. And who is for it? It's actually Gary Patton. He has an article on the internet saying that he's all for it. And Gary Patton was one of the supervisors that okayed Measure C, which is Agenda 21, in 1990. And another supervisor that okayed Measure C in 1990 was Fred Keeley. And where is he now, Michael? He's our tax collector of Santa Cruz County. It's so incestuous what's happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It was once said that Fred Keeley would run over his grandmother to get elected.
Oh, really?
And I guess his grandmother is gone now, so he can't run over her to get elected, so he can't get elected.
There's a great website. It's called valleyinfo.org. Uh-huh. And I've looked it over, and it's very credible. And what I would just like to say to the Felton residents, please do not indebt yourself over 30 years. It's extremely dangerous. It's called progressive taxation on property. And eventually they want to move everyone out of Santa Cruz Mountains and have a wilderness area.
Do you think that we've had Gary Patton on the station, and surprisingly, to his credit, he agreed to come on. A lot of those guys won't.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we should call him and ask him to come on again.
Yeah, he's real good at saying half the truth. Real good.
Well, we'll
at
be sure relations. We'll be sure to have you on if you're in town at the same time.
Okay, Michael.
Because you'll keep him telling the full truth if possible.
Yeah. Thanks to your mom for her commentary.
Okay, Jeannie. Thank you. There goes Jeannie in Aptos. Here comes. Let's take Billy in Capitola. He's been waiting a long time. Hey, Billy.
Yes, I'm.
Are you ashamed to admit to your liberal friends, if you presumably you have a number of them, that you listen to and call KSCO and participate in the right-wing redneck radio station?
No, sir. I'm proud of my participation in the I admit it to anyone. I will, KSCO has made Billy Sunshine a household name in this community.
That is true. I'm among the left, though, because I don't think the left listens too much, do they?
You know what? The problem is that the left that you speak of, you guys, does not exist. You know what I mean? So that I'm not hanging out with the left. So I don't know what the left is doing. It's not really. That's the difference between the left and the right. We are unorganized. We are disorganized. We can't get anything together.
Isn't that funny? And that's what I used to think about the right, you know, until about two or three years ago.
Because it changed. The Christian conservative movement was a unifying force.
Uh-huh.
And got the Republicans together. And I want to talk about the Republicanism in California in a second, but I want to cover a couple other things first.
Sure.
First of all, I want to compliment you on that live Way commercial you did. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to record something that'll be a lot smoother, but it's true. I mean,
of that commercial, so you decided what else you might do with it, was just genuine and honest and really worked.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to actually use that part right off of there.
Oh, really?
You were being unselfconscious about it. Is what
right.
I mean. Yeah. Let me give you a free, valuable idea.
Okay.
Your idea of having a tasting was a great idea. Turn it into a contest, Michael, so that you, for example, put out your recipe, which sounded delicious and you think is.
It's
well,
but
a few
delicious.
Other people can come up with a few other ideas for
nobody ingredients. Nobody could have a better recipe than I do.
Well, there you've thrown the gauntlet, haven't you?
Yeah.
So how about a little prize? When you do your tasting, make it a contest and throw out a prize, and I bet you get a nice response and some more listeners.
Billy, what a great idea.
Yeah, well, you know, I do that for a living.
Yeah. For a living?
Well, no, you're right. Nobody pays me for these things.
Oh.
Good point.
Because I didn't know.
You're right. I don't make a living. Let my wife do it.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. You know what? I had a concept for my life, and that is I wanted to be a very comfortable man and never work a day in my life. And, you know, it's the old beware what you wish for because you may get it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what happened?
That's what happened.
Oh, my God. That's how you have the time to listen to your favorite radio station.
Exactly. And while we're speaking about that, I must say that your mom's commentaries are just great. They always get me shouting at the radio. I always have a response.
Just like when you call, gets her shouting at the radio.
You bet. But what I was thinking, and I had an idea that I now realize is a bad idea, and that was that how about a response to her commentary?
Okay, she and I were actually talking about that very recently, and here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay, it has to do with the response to the commentaries can happen all the time, like right now. If you want to take a little time responding to the latest commentary, you can do it. But are we going to put someone on like we put Kay on? No. Kay is a different person. Kay is in a class by herself. If someone wants to buy time on KOMY for guess what? Guess how much only? Guess
tell
how much?
Tell us.
What do you think?
I can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah,
I know it's less than it's worth, Mike. Huh?
It's $450 on KSCO, subject to availability for an hour. Okay, and that includes everything. But for KOMY, it's a third of that. It's only $150. And think about it. If someone wanted to, just get to be a host, or someone wanted to advance a political idea, or someone wanted to build some sort of a professional practice, ask the vet about your pet or something like that, I can't think of a more inexpensive and more effective
way to do that.
So that's what we're going to be doing with KOMY.
Especially that last idea, but where the local person trying to build a practice would come on and talk about what they do. I think that would be, like you say, incredibly effective. And at that price, I'd say
for like $600 a month, or in some months have 5 weeks, so it would be $750 a month for a once a week program. That's like nothing.
Well, let me ask you this: how are these real estate and mortgage brokers guys doing with their hours? Are they getting a nice response?
Well, I've asked them, and sometimes I'm afraid to ask people how they're doing because, you know, they might say,
they might tell you.
Or they might, I've been meaning to call you and let you know that I'm finishing up at the end of the flight. No, actually, it's been just the opposite. They said the response has been much better than they ever dreamed.
There you go.
And so that's good because, and they're paying the much higher rate.
Yeah.
But for a way for people to get their feet wet and see and experience the fun and the pleasure and the ego inflation, you know, because, I mean, let's face it, I'm amused by all that, but it's really true. There is a great power of the power of ego. If I ever write a book, it's going to be
that
subject.
Well, you know, that's your theme, because, I mean, the fact that you still are amazed at the level of egos in radio makes me laugh to myself.
I'm amazed at the level of egos at everything. In everything. I see it a lot in radio, obviously, just because of the nature of the business.
Well, Michael, if you and I just look into our own hearts, we'll find huge egos. So why do we need to go beyond there? It's not as if you're ego-free.
You're sounding like your good friend Roy Masters now.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, if we just look into our hearts. By the way, did you know, Bill, that Roy and I are going to be co-hosting a program?
Tell us about it.
On mental health.
I'm not going to make the comment I just thought to myself.
We have Dr. Wallach doing the program on physical health, you know, and how to take care of your physical body. You know, who better than Roy? And you wouldn't understand that because you have reacted to Roy's politics. And every time we've had him on, you know, the Saturday special, which has been, you know, probably a dozen times over the years, it's always very political, and you know that Roy is very, you know, politically right wing, as am I, guess.
And you're not even as right wing as Roy is.
You haven't seen, and very few people have seen the mind and spirit side of Roy. And I don't mean to get people rolling their eyes now, thinking, "Oh my God, MZ's gone crazy here, and he's gotten religion or whatever." The fact is, I think that this can be a very, very mainstream program. We're going to be starting this program. It's going to start out 1 or 2 hours once a week.
I'll take that bet, Mike.
Yeah?
I just think that I know that your affection for Roy has blinded you to the level of radio entertainment that he in fact delivers. I don't think he's got a very big
when we do politics, he certainly delivers. There's no question about that.
He gets people going locally, but then I do that too. So, you know, how talented do you need to do that, you know?
Yeah, I get your point. Yeah. I get your point.
Two more comments.
Come to think of it. Yeah.
That idea of instead of liberal arts, conservative arts is such a good idea. I was thinking about the courses they could have.
What?
Thinking of courses in how to creatively name a bill, like when you dirty the air, you call it the clean air bill. You know, you can have things on how to adopt really cruelty, say you're compassionate when you're not.
Uh-huh.
Things on hypocrisy, there could be a course on that. These are, you know, conservative values. And to point that out, you know who Randall Duke Cunningham is?
No.
Okay, so he's a Republican from down there in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that's behind the latest flag, let's amend the flag, let's amend the Constitution so that the flag doesn't keep getting burned like it's been so many times.
Oh, yes.
You know, because it's happening like crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
So what you really need to know about this guy is what's going on at the time, because he's what I would call, this is what Republican politics reminds me of. You see, what he did was he sold his house to a friend of his who's a defense contractor.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, he's the head of the Appropriations Committee. Oh, and by the way, the friend he sold the house to gets really nice contracts from his committee. Oh, and by the way, the friend he sold the house to bought it for way more than it was worth. This is how he, you know, gets bribed. And sold it quickly thereafter at a $700,000 loss. He apologized for that. You think maybe he brought the flag amendment up to sort of try to make people talk about that?
It's possible.
He's another thieving politician.
Yeah, well, listen, they all stink.
Exactly. It's not a left-right thing. It's them against us.
Now, they all stink as far as I'm concerned. And if I'm not interested. If I were to run, I wouldn't stink. I would be. And certainly, if Kay were to be in control, it were to run for or be elected to office, people
Mike,
would be very, very happy.
Mike, you know what I believe about that is that a lot of people say that to themselves and mean it when they start, but once they get in there, the job has got such perks, such power that it turns them all rotten.
You could be right. Hey, Billy, want to continue, but there's three other callers I want to get to before the end of the program.
Bye, bud.
Thank you. Okay, there goes Billy. Now, who is... Oh, Cereal. Cereal's on. Cereal's back. Hi, Cereal.
Hi, MZ.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Great show.
Well, thank
did
you.
Billy say he would like to thank KSCO for making Billy Sunshine an outhouse name?
I think that's what he's... Something like that.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that. I'll be really brief, unlike Billy. It's really great to hear Don Husing on the air all the time now.
Oh, yes.
That is a, you know, it's just the best, and I know everybody out there is nodding their head with me for once.
Everybody is nodding their head with the Cereal
kid,
Facts.
Richard mentioned Martinez.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
And
TJ.
You know what? Let's not overlook Ryan and Rick, because they are really, I thought both of them were really good on the air.
Yep.
And Ryan sounded like a young, more concise, more opinionated Wilson from, you know what I mean, from the 2 p.m. show on the big station?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? He sounded interesting like that, but he had an opinion, unlike Pete Wilson.
Right.
And let's see, my last thought. Well, oh, the 12 p.m. show. You sound like you're going to axe it.
No, we're just going to move it. We're going to move it to 1340. That's all.
Could it be 2 hours?
Maybe.
It'll be one. To get the vitamin V and the vitamin Batinsky, too.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll
Thanks a lot. I got to go. And love
okay.
You all.
Thank you. Ditto. Here's Jim in Felton. Hey, Jim, you're on KSCO. Hurry.
Thank you. I love your show. I love your station. And you don't need to be fair and balanced.
Thank you.
No one station can be fair and balanced. It's this whole marketplace of ideas in its totality should be balanced.
I think that's true. But I also think it's a shame that, you know, you can't. I always wanted KSCO to be a voice for everyone, but I guess it's only a voice for the conservatives,
I guess.
It's
impossible. It's impossible. And forget
it.
You know, the liberals aren't going to be listening to your radio station anyways. In any case, you've got to find your own voice, and you've done that. The voice of KSCO is Kay Zwirling. She's amazing. She's wonderful. She's brilliant and concise. And
so you don't think they're too long? I'm always giving her flack about her commentaries are too long. You don't think that's the case, huh?
No, she's...
I think they're right on, but I think they're too long for most people's attention span.
Well, but the intelligent people that listen to your show, that's
you know, you're right. You're intelligent people, stupid people are not permitted. So only intelligent... So, yeah, you've proven me to be full of it, you know.
No,
okay,
yes.
Thank you.
So, but you're exactly right that she shouldn't be... No one needs to challenge her. She is the voice of the station. Let her speak her mind, and then have that draw all the people in for discussion.
I like it. Thank you.
That's who you are.
Okay, Jim. Hey, Hi. Thanks a million. Appreciate it. Here's Dave in Santa Cruz, our final caller of the day. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Mike. It's nice to get in the line behind Richard, Jeannie, and all the other guys. I just wanted to say that I had a moment while listening to you talk about your mom. I actually had a chill go down my spine in a good way, because you said it might get syndicated, might get picked up, and might get done something to where we can get it out of the Central Coast and get it across the country. That would be so important and so great, because she speaks the truth. And that's what your station is all about.
Uh-huh.
To me, I've been studying radio since I took radio production back in the 50s, and she is truthful, and that's what makes the liberals so mad. And by the way, they won't come on there because they think they're entitled to a program.
That's a good point.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
thank
true.
You. Congratulations. Keep it up.
I appreciate it. Hey, thank you very much for your call to the Saturday Social. Michael, we didn't get to talk very much, Michael Williams, but
no.
Thanks for doing a bang-up job at screening the phone calls and playing the spots and everything.
Next week.
Yeah. All right. What do we do next week?
I don't know. We'll talk about helmet laws.
Ooh, that's your big thing, huh?
Yeah, I'll do some research this week.
Yeah. We could talk. That'll be good. We could talk about helmet laws. And, you know, Quigg has been screaming about that for years, but you will bring a much younger perspective to that, huh?
Yeah, I got the 20s covered.
Right. That's good. Okay, now let's see. So did the audio quality come across okay before we leave here? I should ask you this off the air, but we're on the air.
Well, you know, what the hell.
Yeah.
Audio's fine. Everything's good.
Okay. Well, let's see. Do we have 10 seconds?
Oh, we got less than 10.
Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
That's all, folks.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. And now, Fox News
Gallagher.
Live.
They also say the trunk was not airtight, so it certainly raises a number of questions, but the headline here is the death of these three young boys appears to be accidental.
The father of one of the boys found the bodies in the trunk of a car. All five suspects in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway will appear in a Reuben court today. A nonprofit dive team hired by Natalie's family starting their search for the girl. EcuSearch brought along cadaver dogs.
They say they don't want to leave without her. Now, they've got an agreement with the Reuben police chief. It was a bit sticky at first because the Reubens have been the ones doing the searching, but now they've come to an understanding between all of them that they'll all help each other out because this new group has high-tech equipment.
Fox's Kara McKinley in Aruba. Gitmo gathering. More than two dozen congressional leaders visiting Guantanamo Bay, Cuba's prison camp. Fox's Molly Hennenberg is traveling with the group and has just had a typical detainee lunch with the politicians.
They gave us detainees, what they call a detainee meal, which today was chicken with orange sauce and rice and okra and some bread. And actually, I talked to one of the cooks, and they're awfully, you know, proud of that they serve the detainees.
Let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Positive president. In his weekly radio address, President Bush says Iraqis growing in optimism and hope in hopes of showing the war in Iraq is worth it.
Next Tuesday is the first anniversary of the moment the Iraqi people reclaimed their free and sovereign nation. To mark that historic date, I will travel to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to speak to our troops and the American people about our mission in Iraq, why it remains important to our safety here at home, and our two-track strategy for victory.
Fox's Kelly Wright has more about that upcoming speech next Tuesday.
He'll discuss a two-track strategy for victory in Iraq. He'll discuss a military track, which, of course, will focus on defeating terrorists and training Iraqi security forces to take on the role of defending their own country. And then there's the political track, which is to help the Iraqis build a stable democracy, such as drafting that all-important new constitution.
Also in his radio address, the president says we will see that cause to victory in Iraq. Democrats painting a different picture of the war. In the Democratic radio response, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski calls it a war riddled with tactical and strategic incompetence.
Our nation also deserves an honest explanation for how we ended up in Iraq. And we deserve a realistic definition of success for a war that increasingly threatens to become a quagmire.
Brzezinski says patriotism and love of country does not demand endless sacrifice. Keeping an eye out, forecasters watching a low pressure system off the coast of the Bahamas. It might become a tropical storm and might hit the Carolinas. If it becomes a storm, it'll be the second this season, named Brett. And a fee for the fence. GoldenPalace.com shelling out $33,000 for a piece of the picket fence from the grassy knoll where President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed. The online casino also bought a grilled cheese sandwich in the image of the Virgin Mary. I'm Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
It is 5 minutes past 12 p.m. here on Saturday, June 25th, 2005. I'm Chris Spencer for KSCO Santa Cruz with a quick weather update for you. Today, widespread clearing to near the ocean after this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs from the lower 60s coast side to around 80 well inland. Afternoon, sea breeze 10 to 25 miles per hour. On your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, light winds becoming west 5 to 15 knots this afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet. Northwest swell 1 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. And tonight, west winds 5 to 15 knots, decreasing to 5 knots after midnight. Wind waves 1 to 2 feet. Northwest swell 1 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. Patchy fog expected out on the bay out there after midnight. It is currently 67 degrees here at KSCO Studios. Now stay tuned for Perspectives with your host, Donald Davidson.
Opinions expressed in the following live sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name's Donald Davidson. I am your co-host.